What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, February 10th, 2011. What an amazing day. Things are going on. Obviously, the big news, it appears, it is being rumored that Hosni Mubarak is going to step down. Obviously, the people in Egypt are already celebrating. Rumors have been flying back and forth. He will step down. He won't step down. He'll do this. He won't do that. Back and forth. He's in Cairo. He's down in the Sinai. He's already in Bahrain. Nobody really knows for sure. We're waiting for him. He's supposed to be coming on state TV to say whatever it is he's going to say. It's a very, very exciting time here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Matt's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer your phone calls. I think one of the reasons that we're getting all these contradictory rumors, because earlier today they were saying, yes, he's going to step down, then all of a sudden the information minister was saying, no, he's not stepping down. They're shuffling the powers around and back and forth. And I'm reminded very much of the final day of the Nixon administration, the day before he actually resigned, rather than risk an impeachment trial in the Congress that would have unraveled the whole Kennedy assassination. And Nixon kept flipping back and forth, you know, shall I resign? No, I'm not going to resign. Yes, I'll resign. No, I won't. It's good for the country. It's not a crime if the president does it. And there was that whole moment where he's like kneeling in the Oval Office with Henry Kissinger, you know, praying, you know, to the ghosts of former presidents to tell him what to do. And Abraham Lincoln says, relax, go to the theater tonight. So, you know, I think Hosni Mubarak, obviously, he's been in power for 30 years. That's a very terrible thing to give up. And I think ultimately they're going to pry him out of his office with a crowbar. It'll take 2 weeks to sand the fingernail gouges out of the desktop and the door frame, after which they'll say it was an orderly and peaceful transition. But obviously the people in Liberation Square are celebrating as if it's already a done deal. I certainly hope they are right, because the ramifications of this, and everybody's saying, oh, well, all these backroom deals, it isn't exactly what the Egyptian people wanted. It isn't what, you know, it's a military coup. It's not al-Baradei that the Egyptian people wanted. It almost doesn't really matter from the point of view of its impact on the American political system, or for that matter, any place else in the world where governments are abusing their people right now. In fact, before Mubarak even steps down, we're getting word that Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel is saying, we better lower food or fuel and fuel prices or we're going to have a problem here. And so all the money addicts are saying, okay, maybe we've pushed this as far as we can take it. It's time to start letting the people get their lives back, or we're going to be, you know, looking at retirement ourselves here. So, again, we are waiting for Mubarak to speak. He was supposed to basically start right now, but my guess is there's a lot of stuff going on in the background. Where is he going to go to? Is he going to stay in Egypt? If he stays in Egypt, he's looking at prosecution. So he's probably heading someplace else. Now, what we are hearing, the reason it is all coming to a head today, Mubarak has been losing more and more support from different sectors of the Egyptian society. He lost the people first, then he lost the state TV, then he lost the trade unions. They were going on strike. And finally, last night appears to be when he lost not necessarily the military high command, but definitely the rank and file. We have a story out of Press TV that the military high command approached the soldiers in the Egyptian army, who up until now have been very supportive of the protests, and said, we may have to order you to fire on the protesters. And apparently what the soldiers were saying is, if you give that order, we will shoot our commanders before we shoot the people. And the commanders went back to Mubarak and said, you don't have the army backing you anymore. And that was the point at which we started to see things transitioning. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We're waiting for Mubarak to come on out and do his impersonation of Richard Nixon. And we'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's...
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're watching the crowd there in Liberation Square in Cairo. They are cheering. The music is playing. They're partying like it's 1999. We're waiting for Mubarak to come on right now, and once again, there is a rumor that he has changed his mind and will announce that he intends to stay and fight this thing out. I can't think of anything stupider for this man to do at this moment when virtually the entire country, and to judge by his speech just a short while ago, even President Obama thinks it's all over for Mubarak. If he gets up there, if Hosni Mubarak gets up there and he says, I've changed my mind, I'm staying, what are you going to do about it? Egypt will explode. The streets in virtually every major Egyptian city are filled with pro-democracy activists, and they will just, their fury will be amazing to behold. And the problem is, when you get leaders who are thinking of themselves only and not what is good for their country, is where you get into situations like this. Obviously, Hosni Mubarak was always about Hosni Mubarak and not about the people of Egypt, or we would not be in this impasse to begin with. And there are reports that most of the protesters were not exactly delighted over the idea of Omar Suleiman being made the president. Then they heard that it was going to be a military government anyway, and Omar Suleiman would be maybe a figurehead, but wouldn't have quite the tyrannical authority that Mubarak did. Like I said, the rumors are flying all over the place. The latest one we're getting right now is that Mubarak has dug his heels in yet again. His fingernails are buried in the top of that desk in his office, and he's saying he's not going to go. Now, he was supposed to have started speaking at the top of the hour. We're about 12, 11 after right now, and we're still waiting. So when it happens, it will happen, and we will come back to that. All right, I'm going to skip on down here to some other things about, other news, because I don't want to comment anymore until we find out whether Mubarak is going or not. I think it would be an extraordinarily dumb thing for Mubarak to change his mind at this particular point. Now, an interesting story in all this, obviously, Israel is not at all happy about Mubarak going. They're even less happy about the possibility that the army is going to be in control of Egypt during the transitional period, because the Egyptian army has very little love for Israel, and already Israel is, you know, has their lobbyists over in Washington, D.C. saying, you got to protect us. You got to protect us. And Israel's slaves in Washington, D.C. are saying, oh, yes, doesn't matter how many tax dollars it costs, doesn't matter how many American children have to get blown to bloody bits, we will protect Israel from all those mean, old, bad Arab Muslims. So as this situation unfolds, as it has unfolded to date, this has been a wonderful opportunity for the American people to look at their elected representatives and just get a first-class education as to who your elected representatives are really working for. Are they working for the American people? Are they working for what is best for the United States of America? Or are they just all hot and bothered that they got to go out and take care of Israel, no matter what it costs America and the American people? So, good little litmus test going around there. Now, as a little kind of a side note, and I stress this is unconfirmed, but there's a report going around, started this morning, that Saudi King Abdullah may have succumbed to a heart attack following what is reported as a screaming match with Obama on the phone. Now, like I said, this is unconfirmed, and the Saudi government is denying it. But on the other hand, pictures of Abdullah waving at the camera and saying, you know, it was only a rumor, have yet to show up. And I remember back to Francisco Franco, when they kept, oh, no, he's alive, he's fine, he's just great, and they went on for month and month and month and month. So all we can say for sure is that we don't know, and, you know, we'll wait to get some information about that. If it does turn out that King Abdullah did pass away after talking to Obama, I think we should all buy Obama a bunch of prepaid long-distance telephone cards and mail it to the White House here. Now, here's an interesting story. As you know, I am... we got a caller on the line, Frank in Illinois. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. It's an honor to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much. How's it going today?
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to see if I'm getting this straight. Now, the same government, our government, who's been involved in overthrowing democracies and meddling in Iran, installing Shahs and in Iraq, setting up Saddam Hussein, and then hunting down, training Osama bin Laden. Now we've kind of been kind of caught with our integrity around our ankles with this thing in Egypt. Now they're telling us, you know, we need to be fearful of the Muslim Brotherhood and the boogeyman and all this. Excuse me. I was wondering, in sorting out and getting to the truth of the matter, if you could give us your take on what you really think is going on here, or do you think that they'll continue to basically just act in behalf of Israel and what's better for them, despite what it costs the U.S. taxpayers and what's good for America?
Well, yeah, I absolutely think that the United States government is completely co-opted by Israel, the way Mubarak's government was completely co-opted by Israel, the way the Palestinian Authority is completely co-opted by Israel, and the people of the world are waking up to the reality that all of their governments have been subverted to Israel's purposes. Now, in terms of the United States of America, what we have lost in this debacle is not just tax money, not just our kids' lives and all these wars on Israel's enemies. We've lost our moral leadership. And what is really amazing is if Mubarak is in fact stepping down, it is a major political defeat and a loss of prestige, a loss of face for everybody who supported him, Barack Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Joe Lieberman, all of these people who, before the eyes of the world, turned their back on the founding principles of the United States of America in order to please their Israeli masters. Now, Obama had that speech earlier today where he's out there talking about, you know, we're the will of the Egyptian people, and he's trying to backpedal. Like you said, his integrity is down around his ankles. He's trying to backpedal and make it sound like he was in favor of the Egyptian people charting their own future course anyway, but we know that is not true. He was saying one thing and he was doing completely another, and if Mubarak does in fact step down, regardless of the backroom deals being made, remember, politics is perception, and the perception of the world is the Egyptian people forced a change of their leadership over the machinations of Israel in the United States of America. And it's going to send a message to every other country on earth that it's possible, that it can be done. What started in Iceland, swept across Europe, unseated the government in Tunisia, and now seems poised to unseat the government in Egypt, is not going to stop. It's possible to throw the fascist economic dictatorships out of power and get your country back. Now, last week I was speculating that the reason the United States government was willing to abandon the founding principles of the United States of America in order to support Mubarak was they saw this as the last possible place where they could stop this movement of a global revolt against the globalist government. And if they couldn't stop it in Egypt, then it's not going to be stopped. And so I imagine everybody right now is just in a complete panic on this, and I have absolutely no doubt that a lot of phone calls are going into Mubarak's office saying, you can't quit. There's more than just Egypt at stake. If you quit, then people, you know, the serfs in the United States of America are going to start thinking that they can do it too, which we do because we did it back in 1776. So there, you know, everybody's agenda is involved in this. This kind of a situation where you have a country as large and as wealthy and as tied into the Middle East as Egypt going through a change of leadership under the will of its own people, it's very unsettling to the entire region. You know, Israel's trying to get their licks in there. The United States is trying to get their licks in there. Obama is trying to backpedal and look like he supports what the Egyptian people are doing, even though by his actions over the last several days, very clearly, they wanted Mubarak to stay in office. They wanted a continuance of things as they'd been before. And the people of Egypt said, no, we've had 30 years of this. 30 years is enough. We are going to change things. And it's not even if Mubarak steps down and says, we're going to let Suleiman run the place, that may not send the protesters back home. At least half of them want the entire Mubarak machine pulled down from power. And they're absolutely right, because if they don't pull the entire machine down, then it's just going to come hunt all the protesters down one by one. They're kind of at a point where they can't turn around. They can't call it off. They can't go back to status quo ante. The government is not going to forgive and forget. If the protesters quit without seeing it all the way through, they're going to be hunted down and tortured and punished and executed one by one by one by one. They have to stand together. The Egyptian people stand a greater chance of surviving this if they see it all the way through to the end rather than quitting now, to surrender, maybe to die.
You and I have a very similar view of this chessboard, and I appreciate you squaring up to that. And remarkably, we had some of the same observations. I don't know if that's by fate or what, but I also was interested in asking you what you think their contingency plans are. You and I see Obama saying one thing in public, but one thing that's not been highlighted, and you kind of touched on it, can you imagine the fever of these AIPAC puppets between McCain and Hillary and the fever going on behind the scene to figure out whatever this Mubarak does is certainly, I think, with the blessing or the plan of, you know, the best interests of Israel and the subverted United States. And then there has to be a contingency plan, too. And I was wondering if you could speak to that or if you think that's a little far-fetched.
Well, I think what probably makes the most sense, if, in fact, and I'm getting more and more of these claims, these reports that Mubarak is going to announce that he is not stepping down, you know, after an entire day, we got to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back. Stay on the phone. Frank will be right back.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Frank in Illinois. What would be the plan B? Well, I would say that if, in fact, the statements by Mubarak's information minister are true, and he's going to basically come on TV and announce that he is not stepping down, we can expect a full-blown civil war inside Egypt. The rank and file of the army appears to be on the side of the protesters, so it's going to be pretty much evenly matched, and it's going to be very, very ugly, at which point the United States, in order to protect its strategic interests along the Suez Canal, will be justified in sending in the military, and it no longer becomes an issue of democracy versus oppression. It'll be sold to the American people as a necessity to keep the flow of oil from being interrupted, blah, 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 blah. And at that point, you know, Israel could come into the Sinai, and they could just start carving up the place. That, you know, that may be a good reason right there for Obama and for Netanyahu to be screaming at Mubarak on the phone right now, you know, don't quit, go out, you know, you know, go out and tell them you're going to stay. That'll start the riots. We'll come in and put you back in power with our army. I don't know. It's all up in the air. We're basically, until Mubarak opens his yap, we're not going to know. Personally, I hope we're going to hear him say, you know, as I leave you, I want you to know you won't have Mubarak to kick around anymore, and he'll be out of there, and that'll be the end of it. But we're not going to know until we really know. But it is a major political embarrassment just to have gotten to this point.
Right.
Mike, thank you so much for your tireless work, and thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Have yourself a good day, and let's see. Okay, we're getting a report. Saudi Arabia has apparently offered asylum to Mubarak if he cares to leave. We know that he also got the same offer from Germany. There's an unconfirmed rumor they're going to let him have the Führer bunker, and that Adolf's pistol is still down there on the table if he cares to avail himself of it. All right, we're going to go on to another story here while we're waiting for Mubarak to do his thing here. Now, I'm a big fan of Michael Moore's movies, going all the way back to Roger and Me. I love Canadian Bacon. I make constant references to it. The only one of his films that I ever had a problem with was, of course, Fahrenheit 911, which, under the goading of his financial investors, the Weinstein partners, and his business manager, Ari Emanuel, who's Rahm Emanuel's younger brother, Michael Moore used Fahrenheit 911 to basically attempt to pin 9/11 on the Saudis. Now, this was kind of absurd at the time, because if you look at the way money flows in our world, Israel is constantly taking money out of the United States of America, which means the U.S. should have influence over Israel, but it doesn't happen. Saudi Arabia, on the other hand, it may take a lot of money out of the United States through gas and oil pricing, but it puts it right back in. Huge investment in the United States of America, which gives them quite a bit of influence. If the Saudi Arabian government had wanted to inflict harm on the United States of America, all they have to do is pull all of their money out of our markets and the whole thing would crash, and it would be perfectly legal. Wouldn't be an act of terror, would be perfectly legal within their rights to do that, but they didn't do it. Israel, on the other hand, can't pull money out of the United States of America. They don't really have a lot invested here. The money's always going one way over there. And, of course, we now know, looking back on it, that the only people arrested around the World Trade Center on 9/11 all turned out to be Mossad agents. So Michael Moore got used. Okay, his investors and his business manager used Michael Moore to try and frame Saudi Arabia for 9/11. And in an appalling lack of gratitude, it turns out the Weinsteins have cheated Michael Moore on the revenues from his own movie. And now Michael Moore is having to basically take them to court. They not only used his movie to sell, to frame Saudi Arabia for 9/11, they basically cheated him on the money that was coming from the DVD revenue sales. And so now having to take him to court there. So maybe, Mr. Moore, if you or one of your friends are listening to this broadcast, maybe it's time for a new documentary, 9/11, The Final Revelation, and I'll help you produce it. I do know a little something about putting movies together. Not as good as you, I will admit, but still. All righty, let's see. Again, the events in Egypt are making everybody in this country very nervous about the potential for revolution. The latest scam that we're seeing going on, you know, along with all the seizures and cash for guns, apparently somebody's come up with this idea for Valentine's Day of offering to trade sex toys for guns. If you'll turn in that old shotgun, you know, in the state of Alabama, between now and Valentine's Day, you will get a bottle of personal lubricant and a super vibrator and baby doll pajamas and whatever for your lady love here. Now, on a more serious note here, and this relates to those of you who are going shopping in the immediate future, which we're going to be doing, Mexico has been hit this winter with the worst freeze in over 50 years. And along with similar disasters in Florida, their crops have been destroyed. Normally, during the winter months, fresh produce that is in United States supermarkets comes from Florida and Mexico primarily. And those crops have all been destroyed in this horrific freeze that Al Gore and the carbon Nazis kept telling us wasn't going to happen. You don't need to prepare for it. Don't worry about smudge pots or any of that other stuff. You're not going to need it. It's going to be a very mild, wonderful winter. Relax and have fun. And, of course, we got hit with this freeze. It's so bad that 35 animals froze to death in a zoo in Mexico. That's how cold it is. In Mexico, they're freezing to death. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're getting indications that Mubarak is going to be speaking within a minute. There's a rumor that it is not a live broadcast after all, but a recording. The story I'm getting from an inside source is that Mubarak had to make the recording because of concerns by those around him that he might go on TV promising to say one thing and say something else. And obviously, if he goes on TV and says, I'm staying, the protesters in the streets are saying it's all over. They're going to forcibly tear down the entire country rather than go on living under the tyrant. So we're just waiting to see what's going on. At one point, there was a story saying that they weren't going to let Mubarak speak at all because of concerns that it might provoke a violent reaction. And again, we don't know, you know, until we know. That's what's going on here. All righty. Everybody's vamping till Q. Everybody's vamping till Q here. All right. So we talked about the freeze, it's destroying food. So basically, fresh produce is going to be very, very dear in American supermarkets because the global warming people said it's going to be a mild winter. You don't have to prepare to protect your crops from the hard freeze. And the farmers believed them, and by golly, there we are. Meanwhile, three counties north of Albany in New York are seeking federal agricultural disaster declaration to get funds for all of the barns and sheds that have been destroyed from the sheer weight of the snow that has dumped on them during this hard, hard winter. And again, the reason everybody was caught off guard, Great Britain, United States, all around the Northern Hemisphere, we've dealt with hard winters before. It's not that big a deal. But our government and our media and IPCC and NOAA and NASA and Al Gore and Hadley CRU and Penn State and all of this group caught up in this whole global environmental government plot, the carbon credit scam, kept saying it's warm, it's getting warmer, it's global warming, is hot, it's hot, it's hot. And so tire stores did not put in winter tires. Farmers did not buy adequate fuel supplies for their smudge pots to keep their crops from freezing. Warming centers did not put in enough fuel to keep the homeless from freezing. We've had homeless Americans freezing to death in the streets because of this cold. Now we've got all these blackouts down there in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico because of limits to coal-fired power plants to fight global warming. Yes, you're freezing to death, but it's good because we're fighting global warming. Now, meanwhile, the top federal union boss, federal workers have their own union, and he's basically come out and said that anybody who wants to cut government spending is mentally retarded. Never mind fiscal responsibility, never mind actually looking at where the money's coming from and where it's going to. We're going back to the old Soviet Union. If you question the government, you have mental problems. We don't need to address your concerns. We'll just diss you and send you off to the little happy home to keep things going there. All righty, Michigan, the state of Michigan, has actually set up a group, a panel, an infrastructure, if you will, an organizational body to deal with the expected flood of city bankruptcies. Municipalities, school districts, they're all going to start going bankrupt, and Michigan is already setting up an office to just basically process the paperwork and say, yeah, you're all bankrupt. Over in Las Vegas, 71% of Vegas homeowners' mortgages are underwater. 71% of all Las Vegas homes owe more money on the mortgage than the house itself is actually worth. But the U.S. government can afford to spend your money on warplanes for Israel and new roads and settlements and all the rest of that stuff here. Now, interesting little story. In downtown Chicago, there's a hotel there. Oh, we got a caller on the line, Mark in Texas. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon to you, Mike. You know, this winter blast of 2011 wouldn't really matter just a heck of a whole lot, except for the stupid municipalities that turned green on us. They had to go green. They just got green coming out their ears. And what they did was they put these stupid night setback thermostats on there to shut everything down as far as conditioning the air. It shut it down, and it stayed off all night long, and it busted the pipes. All because they wanted to go green, don't you know? Well, let me tell you what they save on electricity, they spent four times over having to fix the flooded buildings. That is the idiocy of some of the decisions that these people are being talked into. Thanks for letting me say my piece. I feel much better.
Well, I'm glad you feel much better, and you are absolutely right. And one of my big criticisms about the green movement and all the rest of this, they never think it through. It sounds good in a soundbite on the news, and they never think it all the way through. Like, ethanol was supposed to be carbon neutral. It wasn't, and it turned out to destroy the car engine fuel systems. Now, the compact fluorescent bulbs, oh, low cost, you'll save money, and you don't, because they burn out so fast, you're constantly having to buy new ones, and when you factor in the carbon footprint of continually remanufacturing the compact fluorescent light bulbs, it's actually greater than just going with the ordinary glass and tungsten light bulbs. Plus, if you break one, you've got mercury vapor and a radioactive isotope floating around on the air, which you wouldn't have with the old conventional light bulbs. But it sounded real good, and it was a way to get you to stop spending money on old-fashioned light bulbs and rush off to some new political contributor's product. And it's all about flogging the masses for a little bit more money And it doesn't really matter if it makes sense or it doesn't. And you're absolutely right. It's the laws of unintended consequences. The rolling blackouts in Texas are what triggered the gas shutoffs in New Mexico, because nobody in government is thinking, what is this going to do? What will be the effects when we do this? Yes, we're going to do rolling blackouts because we've got to fight global warming. What happens when you cut off the power? Well, a lot of things can go wrong if the power gets cut off, including the shutting off of pumps of needed materials like water, which means the pipes will freeze, and gas, which means a manual turn on across the entire state. It took 5 days for some parts of New Mexico to get their gas back. And you're absolutely right. And it's all about politics and public relations. And nobody in government is really thinking, what is the real world consequence of what we're proposing here? Because they don't care. It's all about the money. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mark. Okay. The story we are getting now from Press TV is that Mubarak has already left Egypt, and the speech that is going to be broadcast momentarily, we're still waiting, is taped. Remember, we got the report about being taped a little bit before. Okay? And again, rumors are flying, and you need to understand a lot of the people in the Mubarak regime don't want to lose their jobs. And maybe a lot of them are just in denial. Maybe a lot of them are putting their own personal perceptions and spin on what they're hearing and seeing and saying, does that mean he's leaving or not? No, I don't think he's leaving, because if he's leaving, then I got to find a new job. You know, and how do you find a new job when your resume reads for the last 30 years, you know, official in regime that tortured its own people? That's a real job prospect killer right there. So that's the latest word we're getting from Press TV, is that Mubarak is already out of Egypt, and that the speech that we're about to see is taped. Again, everybody's got a different take on this, and we're just going to wait and see what happens. Okay, we've got George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
I love global warming. Boy, my pipes bursted again last night.
Oh, man, that is just terrible.
I'm going to steel pipes. I'm banning PVC.
Yeah, PVC is going to shatter, but even steel pipes will shatter. Actually, this is one of the reasons why copper pipes were so good before copper got to be too expensive for us serfs to use in our homes, because copper will actually stretch and give a little bit when the water freezes.
Well, but anyway, Mike, you know, talking about municipalities, you know, when I went down to Houston, you know, and I stayed tonight and came back this morning, you know, there's a lot of stray animals because they don't have animal control no more, and I had a cat underneath my hood.
Yeah.
You know.
No, we have a big problem with that here in Hawaii. This year, the insect problem, we are on a tropical Pacific island, and insects tend to sort of come with the turf. This has been the worst year that anybody ever remembers, because the state government simply cut all the funding for what is politely called vector control. There's nobody going out and pouring kerosene on the standing water, and so we've got mosquitoes up the yin-yang, we've got dengue fevers coming back, and it's just horrific. And yeah, we've got a huge indigenous cat problem here, and we used to have a lot of wild chickens. They've all gone away. I think they wound up in people's pots as the starvation has set in. But we have a huge feral cat problem, and there's no money to do anything. We've got some of the worst roads in the country, just this little stretch from here down to the Safeway shopping center, and we're in an Xterra, big, burly, you know, supposedly off-road type vehicle, and just driving down there, and we're shaking around, and my wife is flopping back and forth in her seatbelt and saying, blah, 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 you know, and it's horrific. And yet our government can spend all this money on war and Israel and propping up foreign governments, and it's completely nutso.
Well, you know, the thing is, I have a solution for these municipalities. That means lay off the overpaid city managers.
What, are you some kind of an anarchist or something? No, you're absolutely right. When you look at the budgets for what's going on with our government, you know, there's a lot of really huge salaries at the top, and if there's anything left over, it gets spent on the people. But we have actually seen during the last couple of years in the United States where the bureaucracy will still be funded, and there's no money left over for them to actually do anything. And so they just sit there in their office day after day after day, doing online porn or TV or whatever, and you say, why aren't you doing anything? Oh, there's nothing in the budget for us to work with. Why don't you fire a few people and spend that money on fixing the roads and the wiring and the light? Oh, no, we can't do that. Our position is protected by union this and regulation that. And it's just, there's always an excuse to go on just basically taking money from the public till, and a good excuse to not actually have to do anything in exchange for that money. And it, after a while, you begin to realize the system as a whole has just gone way too far corrupt to ever be repealed or repaired or restored. And that's when situations like Egypt start to happen. And it's gonna happen around the world now. The situation, they wanted to stop it in Egypt, they didn't. It's gonna go everywhere now. You're gonna start seeing more and more of these revolts against the fascist dictatorships of these other countries. They're gonna start falling like dominoes. It's gonna go right around the world. I figure by summertime it'll be here in the United States of America.
Well, I kind of see it like this. You know, you got a bunch of narcissists in Washington, and they don't really think about what the consequences are.
Okay, apparently they're just doing the... Mubarak is just starting to speak here. I can't play the feed, obviously, because of copyright restrictions. And, okay, he's just starting to talk. We'll just keep an eye on this thing. And we'll just see. He's either going to go or he isn't. And if he goes, it's all over, and we have a huge party tonight. And if he doesn't go, there's going to be a really ugly party on the streets of Cairo tomorrow. Anything else, George?
I'll just say one thing. We got a bunch of narcissists in Washington that really have a mental blind spot to reality of how mad the people are.
Oh, they absolutely do.
And, you know, and it's like, I noticed that. I met Obama, and I noticed I got chills because this guy's a narcissist. He has no clue about what life's really about and how people live. And I have a feeling the United States government is going to be pushed back so hard, it's going to knock them on their butt. They ain't going to know what hit them.
Mm-hmm.
I sense it happening.
Yeah, it is, you know, the intelligence agencies... totally missed this one. Okay, the reason I'm hemming and hawing, I'm reading the closed captioning, and so far it looks to me like Mubarak is saying that we're going to come down hard on the democracy movement. Oh, man, this is not going to be good. It's going to be civil war now.
It's blood in the streets of Cairo.
It's going to be horrible, and I'll bet you the U.S. will use this as an excuse to send our kids in uniform in to die on the streets of Egypt, you know, for Israel. And it's just, you know, this is what happens when you have leaders who are thinking only of themselves and not of their people. Because if Mubarak had any kind of respect for his country and his people, he would have been gone long before now. So this is not looking good at all. All right, George, I'm going to let you go. We got a bunch of other callers on the line I want to get to. Jim in Arizona. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jimmy, you there?
Yeah, hello. You hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, just real quick before I get to the topic I called in about was, you know, if Mubarak does go, which it doesn't look like he is, but if he does, of course, he just wants to be on the side that's winning with the wealth and the power. And to hell with everybody else. He just wants to be in that clique, you know. So even if they do replace him, you know, I hope the Egyptian people and the world is watching and ensures that a rattlesnake doesn't get replaced by a coral snake, you know, something that's worse than him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I called about was the general use of the term green movement and radical environmentalist. It's sort of a blanket statement which includes everyone that has an environmental concern or is working in an environmental organization for a cause, for whatever it is. And I think we need to be a little more careful to designate the good ones from the bad ones and realize that nature is the life support system of the planet and that humans can alter it in such a way as to make the place uninhabitable for not only species but humans as well. And
let me back up here and clarify something, because I absolutely do love nature and I believe in the wise use of our limited resources. My concern is that all too often the con artists and the sharpsters basically prey on our fears about our concerns for the environment in order to sell us products and to basically push an agenda for taxation and control over our lives, and they wind up actually being far more destructive of the environment than simply leaving it alone.
Well,
the reality is, in most cases, and the failure of the global warming cultists to predict the hard winter is a perfect example. They don't really know what they're talking about. It's just trying to shout and scream, crisis, crisis, emergency, emergency, you must give me money and I will save you from insert something here. Now there's a whole new group that's out there trying to say that the Earth's magnetic pole is moving and it's a huge crisis, and it's just like global warming. The Earth's magnetic pole is always shifting. It always has. Always will.
I need to say something real quick, if I could, please.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay on the phone.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm watching the rest of Mubarak's speech here. And I have to tell you, I am utterly, utterly dismayed. The entire country hates this man, and he's standing up there and saying, "You're all wrong for defying me. We're going to come down on you." And very clearly, he is not relinquishing power at all. This does look like it was probably a taped message, and he's probably in hiding someplace because he knows that he has just sent his own country into a bloody, bloody civil war. But apparently, to a fascist dictatorship, it's okay to have half your population killed if it makes the other half much more loyal, or something to that effect. Mubarak has just destroyed his own country in the name of his own greed and money addiction. I'm watching the people who are in that square in Cairo. They're not even moving. They are so silent. And you can just feel the anger building. The man is out of his mind. He has just condemned his own country to a bloody, bloody civil war. I'll tell you, this proves it, the old truism. Politics attracts political power attracts the very sort of people who should never, ever be allowed to have it. If you're going to be the leader of a country, you should be thinking what's best for the country. That's the idea. That's what democracy in a republic is all about, that you're taking care of your country. And if you're not, that the people say you should leave and you leave. If anybody had a doubt that this man is a dictator and a tyrant, then put that to rest right now. Okay, Jim in Arizona, anything else before we let you go?
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I want to talk about Mubarak. That's very important, but I called about, you know, just this blanket statement that Green Movement, radical environmentalists, you know, it's all encompassing. You know, we hear about global warming constantly, which is a fraud and a farce. And I think it's intended to give the environmental movement a black eye, a bad name, destroy the credibility for real environmental issues. And I'm primarily concerned.
Well, then the real environmentalists have got to stand up and denounce the phonies. And so far,
exactly,
They're not very good at doing that, okay?
We're
running out of time, Jim. I really don't want to get on this topic today with the situation in Egypt being what it is.
I understand.
So thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Switch over to Linda in Rhode Island. Aloha, Linda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, is Linda there? Okay, let's go over to Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I'm just checking in again. You know, I'm not going to speak too much of that over there, but you're exactly right. And, hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you a question first. Is there a big pipeline that goes through that area?
Well, there's all kinds of pipelines all over that whole area.
Right,
natural gas,
right, exactly.
And petroleum.
And it goes
plus
back to what we were...
Plus, the Suez Canal is a major artery for cargo and tanker ships.
Right, right, exactly. I just seen today on RBN that their great leader in the White House are going to cut the benefits for the heat and all that for the poor people. It's right on RBN.
Yeah, well, you know,
we
got to buy more F-35s for Israel so they can kill the Palestinians.
Well, you know, Michael, that whole area over there is like a powdered dynamite keg ready to blow. And I just foresee, like I was talking to you in the past, this is the puppet game over there, and you're right, this could blow up to be so big, and this could push oil prices through the roof. And we were talking about $5 a gallon for gas. Heck, that would probably be the lowest if this thing gets out of hand over there.
Oh, this is going to have the ramifications of this, you know, the civil war. I mean, this could be the start of World War III. They may have just decided, here's our opportunity. Let's get a good world war going, and we'll just go off and have our kids murder the people that we owe money to.
Yep, I agree with you, Michael. Thanks a lot for taking my call, bud.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got to